There are different types of fire engines. Pumpers hook up to hydrants, boost the pressure, then shoot out the water through hoses. Ladder engines elevate firefighters on either a ladder or a platform. And rescue engines have tools to cut through metal and clear obstructions. Early firefighters couldn't do much more than pass buckets of water from man to man. The 1720s saw the arrival of wagons carrying water tanks and hand pumps. These newfangled pumps were generally ineffective by modern standards, but were still a massive improvement. The first horse-drawn fire engines with steam-powered pumps went into service in 1852. Petrol-powered engines replaced them in the early 1900s. This pumping engine can deliver 6,000 litres of water every minute. Mechanical engineers usually custom design fire engines to suit the particular needs of the fire department placing the order. The engine's body is made entirely from 4mm thick sheets of marine-grade aluminium. Following the technical drawings, workers cut the aluminium panels to the sizes required, notching certain corners at a 90-degree angle. Workers weld the pieces together to form what's known as the crew cab. The crew cab not only carries the firefighters, it also houses the control panel for the water system. Meanwhile, other workers measure, then cut pieces of aluminium to build the subframe that will support the crew cab from underneath. They weld the parts together. Installing the steps, workers leave a gap of about 1.5 centimeters to enable water to drain out. They line the storage compartments with aluminium sheets, using a sander to make textured circles on the smooth surface. This pattern will camouflage the scratches that moving equipment in and out will inevitably create. A machine called a press brake is used to bend the sheets to the required shape. Then, using what's known as a punch press, workers cut holes for the built-in lights, the door handles, and various control knobs. Workers now assemble the pieces and make any necessary adjustments before painting to avoid damaging the finish. After this fine tuning, they'll disassemble everything and send the parts to the paint department. After that, they'll put it all carefully back together. The full-scale assembly can now begin, starting with the water pump, which arrives here ready-made from the supplier. Next comes the crew cab. This one is for a yellow rescue vehicle. The pipes that lead to and from the water pump go into a threading machine. The pipes are part galvanized steel, part stainless steel. Once they're threaded, they're ready to be screwed into the pump's water outlets. The drive shaft, that long piece coming from the transmission, doesn't just perform its usual job of turning the rear axle when the engine is in motion, it also powers the water pump when the engine is parked. This control box runs the fire engine's electrical system, including the flashing emergency lights. Each wire is color, number, and function coded. Workers run the wires from the box to the control panel in the crew cab. Then they hook up the speedometer and other dashboard indicators. They install water pressure gauges, adapters for connecting the hoses to the water system, and pressure release valves for adjusting water pressure. And before you know it, we have a shiny new fire engine. Now, if we can just get the ladies to leave the firemen alone, they can go and do their job.